Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, we go where you go, the world's greatest radio, and you're in touch with Wiggins, World of Wellness, and I am Stacey Wiggins. And this is radio, the way it should be heard. And it should be heard today. We should be hearing from one of my most favorite people, Libby Rod. She's the star of this is Libby. And we have in front of us a topic that is going to be rather challenging, but something to explore. And it first came to my mind, the question was, what's the number one thing that is stopping us from healing in our lives? And it's like, number one? Wow. How can you pin it to number one? And so, we broadened it a little bit to what are the causes that are stopping us from healing in our own lives. And that just opened up, I don't know if a can of worms is big enough. It opened up a mind-blowing discussion. So, let's tackle that a little bit and go at it. And with an intent to have some solutions or to at least start from here, make the next step. Okay, I know I'm messed up. I know my health is bad. Yada, yada, yada. Help me out. What are some of the things we can do? So let's just dive into the first part of it. You said something absolutely wonderful just before we got started. I had to write it down. I had to stop you in moment in time. I said, wait.
It's the truth.
It is. Truth had to be written down. And you said, quoting, people can't imagine themselves to be healthy.
They cannot.
They have this old age adage about themselves. Well, I'm just getting old. This is just what happens as it happens.
Mm-hmm. When you get old, your body just breaks down. Everything just shuts down.
It doesn't work like it used to.
I've heard people say, I'm older now, and things ain't working like they used to be. And I cringe.
Right.
Because we are, I don't want to say victims, but I'll use victims until I find that other word, because words are very powerful.
Yep.
But we are bombarded with constant statements that say, as you get older, your body breaks down, and then you're headed for the casket. And I've talked to people who are making plans for the casket, just like they did when they were making plans for the prom.
Wow.
Yeah.
So are they living in between time?
They're living for the moment when they hit the casket.
Man.
They got to have the right song. I mean, and it's it's a reality that we have to leave our bodies. That's true. Okay. We are spiritual beings in these bodies. However, they live more for the casket opportunity and event than they do just to live from the time they took that last breath to the next breath. And so we're conditioned to believe or not that when we get older or as we get older, we don't get better. Other cultures do that. Mm-hmm. But we're taught that as we get older, our bodies decline to nothing. And that's exactly what's happening. We're losing our memories. Yep. Our brain health has been challenged. We've been lots of toxins in the water, in the air, in the food, everywhere. We're being constantly poisoned. But that doesn't mean we have to succumb to it. There's a way to do that.
No,
for sure.
Absolutely. What you said is what I say in a different different type of words.
Yeah.
And it's the lifetime of accumulated stresses that we just can't kick off, can't get rid of. The injuries, the car accidents, even the mental insults that we carry with us. Mm-hmm. We don't fully cleanse ourselves. We don't wake up fresh from the next day. Whew, those insults are off my mind, off my body, and you move on fresh. Mm-hmm. So those accumulated injuries and insults that stack up, that's what we call getting old, that aging process.
Well, we have very little opportunity to recover through a good night's sleep from the injuries and the exposures from the day before. That's by design.
Yes, it is.
You can't take a good night's, first of all, a lot of people don't even get a good night's sleep. Let's start right there.
Yep. But you said something that was a key word, that's by design.
It is by design.
What do you mean that we can't get a good night's sleep? It's by design.
We are in a system, a world system, that is set up for failure. And because it's set up for failure
and self-destruction,
the commercialism, the people who want to just get your dollars, they're using everything that happens with you in a 24-hour period, purposefully done. So when you've been stressed out about something, now I will have to tell you the word stressed backward is dessert. I kind of like that end of it. Yeah, I love that end of it. So look at a day as dessert instead of stress. And when things come at you, if you're prepared to handle it, and a lot of us are not, then we succumb to all the conditioning that has been done to us year after year, day after day, night after night, because some people don't sleep at night. So you're constantly being exposed to stressful scenarios is a good word. Scenarios is a good word. And you take that in as your own. I was laughing with some friends who said, my Steelers, my Ohio State ball player. They're not yours.
Yes.
They're not yours. I mean, you can enjoy the game, but
they take all the stress of it.
Yeah, you become very upset when somebody scores a goal, and you get very upset when a player gets hurt. Like, it's yours. And you go the rest of the day, you might, you know, you might just like self-medicate. This is pH water. Thank you very much. But you might self-medicate in order to make it better and to have a good time. All this stuff accumulates by the end of the day. So by the next day, you haven't recovered because it's on TV that they lost again. And the real serious stuff like the shootings that we've had, back-to-back shootings, that's very stressful. But the way to handle it is handle it. Who do you talk to make sure this thing just stops? When you put your foot down, no is a complete sentence. I can continue. I better.
You know, let me, you said something that,
bing, about that thing.
A light bulb went off in my head.
I can't help it.
We do this in so many ways, but certainly media does this, is replaying the stress.
Exactly.
Recorded. You've seen it.
You are so right.
I don't need the examples. But even if we didn't have media, we do it in our own lives. Because if I got 10 comments, and one of them was negative, and the other 9 were like, hey, good job, oh, Stacey, you're wonderful. Yeah. I'm stuck on that negative one comment. The 9 just get kind of flushed down. Oh, why did I go there? Yeah. Why did I replay that negative event?
We are conditioned to do this. If you have a piece of paper that's a fresh piece of paper, blue, white, whatever color you want, and it's, you can look at it and say, that's a nice piece of paper. But if I put a dot on one end of that piece of paper with an ink pen, your face and your eyes and everything goes directly to that dot. You don't see the rest of it as a canvas for a beautiful picture. You see that dot, and it's an aggravation. It's not even pleasant. It does. You got to do something with that, or that paper. That one's not good enough. I got to get another one that's not good enough.
Right.
Well, we've been conditioned to believe that this is the way it's supposed to be. An artist would look at that dot and say, now let me see what I can do with that over there. We, most of us just do not, I'm not going to, generalities. Most of us see it as an aggravation.
We're conditioned to look for the negative.
Very much so, because in negativity is dollars.
Yes.
There's money in negativity. That's why we have.
Wait a minute. I heard this one. Merchants of disease, merchants of doubt, merchants of war, merchants of doom, and merchants of self-destruction. Mm-hmm. So you look at those, quote, merchants and say, well, who would be some of these big companies, corporations?
Can I name one?
Please.
There are many. But yeah, you know the one that comes up first is Monsanto.
Uh-huh.
There's a
lawsuit. They're a merchant of what? Doom? Disease? War?
Doom, all of them.
Self-destruction?
All of them. Because when I start over, Libby, because I'm getting fired up. There was a day when I told my audience at my table here at TalkTainmentRadio.com that a weed is only defined by man. When the Creator put everything together, I believe it was literally to make sure we have something to use when our bodies need a little help. Mm-hmm. So we use a dandelion. A dandelion is considered a weed. Get that out of your yard. It makes it look bad. No. If you get that dandelion out of your yard, take it in the kitchen and put it in a salad or a juicer. My friend Paul Keita, he's a chemist. He was on my show years ago. He says that weed, if you use it just like I said, make a tea with it, and you check your blood pressure when you start it, check your blood pressure 3 days later, still using that weed, your blood pressure has a tendency to normalize. Weed. Monsanto says get rid of it. Well, why? One, you won't have access to free health care. Mm-hmm. And two, it costs money for you to use their product to put it on your land. Now your land is poisoned. Now you got to go get artificial stuff to help those weeds and grass and flowers grow so that you can enjoy the beauty of that. And even to look at a flower, sit up under a tree. It's healing. We don't go back to those things like our old people did, our ancestors did, because on TV, radio, and any other form of media, Monsanto is telling you how bad that weed is. And I don't know the use of a thorn yet, but I'm going to find it. Because they're so plentiful, there's a reason for thorns. And somebody knows, let me know.
Stinging meadows has a beneficial use. I don't know if that's what you're talking about, if that thorn is.
It's the typical normal one that gets between your hydrangeas and your philodendron. That one.
No.
It's the one that sticks you when you try to pull it out of there.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Beautiful points that you made. I certainly like the fact that we, let's see here. We talked about the lifetime accumulation and the daily accumulation and the things that we do not do to bring ourselves into balance. That's a big word. People are bouncing around a whole lot today.
They are.
Becoming balanced. And do we even know what that is?
Or
what that feels like? Yeah.
You said to me once in a conversation that we don't know what balance feels like because we've been imbalanced for so long. It's okay to have one leg shorter than the other because you've been doing it for years, and us as females, we've been wearing high heel shoes, so we really don't feel it until it's time to get yourself balanced and we're comfortable with the aches and pains that go along with being imbalanced. You don't know how hurting you are until you stop hurting.
Yep. And you said, and we're comfortable with the aches and pains.
Well, yeah, because now big business has all kinds of remedies.
We got something for your pain, right?
Yeah,
right.
Instead of negating the source of your pain.
Yes.
They just give you something to negate the symptoms of your pain. And that's where healing, for me, starts. Find out the core reason why you're aching. Louise Hay, she wrote a book, and it was You Can Heal Your Life. And it was saying that every physical ailment you have is a direct result of something that's going on with your spirit. So if I can name a couple, I will, if it's okay.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. So you got back pain. That means you need support. If you have laryngitis, you have a need to be heard. If you have stiff joints, then you're inflexible.
You're rigid.
So check it out. Just see what your body's language is saying to you.
Well, and I've written this down. I need to read it because
okay.
it was had a moment. And we all have tilted the scales heavy, very heavy, to the stressful, destructive forces of our lifetime accumulated stressors. And now we must examine and realize and dissolve or disintegrate or disengage from these habits, these cultural rituals that, well, this is what we did it as kids, or this is what our grand folks did, and we have to, it's a journey, because just to look at the insults and say, okay, yeah, but not to do anything about it is just being an educated idiot. But to examine the insults and without a judgmental source, and to look at the solutions, because plenty of solutions are available, that is a far stretch for people. It is a...
It's work.
Yeah, it's work. And what we went back to before, our past mental chatter, our inability to believe in ourselves, to heal ourselves, we're not going to find much support. We're certainly not going to find support out there on TV that says, you too can heal yourself. Call 1-800-HEAL-YOU-TOO.
Yes, and yeah. If you use this product, then the side effects are, at the end, even unto death.
Don't you worry about it.
You're going to die.
You'll be all right.
Sad but true.
Absolutely. So we arrived at this point where I think the last time I had a podcast, I was starting to call people names, and I called them OTC, and it was old, tight, and chronic, but that wasn't insulting enough, so I called it old, tight, and crusty, okay? Yeah, that got their attention, but that's what we are walking around with. We're so stiff, so immobile, and that's our cultural response. We're not moving. We're not even... We're sitting on something that's flat.
Well, one of the things you did ask about why people don't heal, or I think I paraphrased it. One of those is our conditioning, obviously, and then one of them is rituals. We were talking about greens and how we fix greens and poke salad, if some of you are old enough to know about poke salad. And how many of you fix greens? And there's always salt. Always, you gotta have salt in your greens. So, if you don't use regular white table salt, that's another show, then you're gonna use smoked meat, which is salt, and you're gonna use, you know what I'm trying to get to is that we do things with rituals, and some of those rituals are really working against us. So we need to examine what rituals are really beneficial. But then there's another one, Stacy. Mama said so. Granddaddy said so.
Yep.
Aunt Sophia said so. You know, remember in The Color Purple? Old Sophia home now, going to be some stability around here. Well, if it works, that's great. But if old Sophia is saying that you have to have smoked meat in your greens and you're having issues with your health regarding salt and fat, and you have to curtail that, then you have to make a few adjustments. And adjustments are fine, but just don't do it because grandma said so, if it's not working for you. And I know I'm tippy-toeing on eggshells because I live those.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, culture says you always... But then I have people now in my life, they're in their 40s, some of them 50, and they're saying, well, Aunt Libby, because they call me Aunt Libby, I have a way to fix greens that taste just as if you had put meat in it without meat in it, and they're very flavorful. So look for new ideas if this is going to help you to better your health. The physical body is responding to what you're doing, and the body language is telling you this is what you're really doing. So make the adjustments for that.
And here's how I adjusted it. I didn't just jump from one chip, woohoo, and then landed on another. I went from, here's a great example, black-eyed peas. Absolutely love them. Black-eyed peas with the pork shoulder. You know, that's where I started, okay?
Yes.
Then I went from pork to smoked turkey.
Yes.
Not a bad transition. Like, oh, this is good. And then I went from that to straight vegan, vegetarian, and I went heavy on seasonings and added various things like carrots and celery, and like, eh, that's fine. But then I made the next step, was I did a portobello mushroom, put it in a skillet, seasoned it heavily, cooked it, sliced it up like slivers of meat, then put it in the black eyed peas, and it was over the moon.
Yes.
And so that took me years to get from one spot to the next. You don't have to, but life is a transition. You make these improvements, you make these steps, you feel better, you look better. It's like, okay, I'm headed in the right direction.
Well, portobello mushrooms for some.
Sure.
That, I ain't eating that. I ain't doing
but
that.
But they ought to try it first before that attitude hits you.
Mama said.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, some folks just aren't going to do it. And that comes to my other concept about us not being healthy is our belief system. It came to me like this, like answered prayer. Okay, so if you have a prayer and you didn't get it answered, then it shakes your belief system. Those of us who know about prayer know that the package, as my daughter said, the package may not come the way you expect it, but the content is exactly what you need. So when it comes to our health, if we just don't believe that we can stay healthy and look good, like our, her name is Ernestine, and forgive me for the last name, but she is the oldest black female bodybuilder, and she thinks she's in her 90s. This woman's body is glorious.
We'll see if we can find that.
And
And
then there's a, it was on one of social media's, somebody posted it. This guy was 100 years old. I believe he's 100. And he was running in the track race with the rest of the participants. He came in last. But he came in and he danced around in a circle, and people just gathered around him and hugged him up. And he got more attention than the person who actually won the race. These should not
amazing.
Be rare moments. This should be natural,
yes.
Correct?
Yes. And I should have heard about it, because this is news to me.
Okay. We'll find it for you. I'll send it to you.
Well, I tell you what. We have a few more things that we need to promote. And on the other side of the half hour, we need to talk about the workshop that we are going to do. But first off, there's a women's work as a ministry, Sharing the Light. Come glorify God with us. It's the 24th annual Women's Day of Prayer. That's on Monday, August 19th, 2019. Release and let go. Trust God will take care of you. We haven't gotten to that part yet in our discussion. We got to when we come back. Now, this occurs at Franklin Park Conservatory, beautiful place, the Wells Barn, at 1777 East Broad Street in Columbus, Ohio. And it starts at 8:30 in the morning.
Yes.
It goes till 6 in the evening.
Yes.
So you can go there for a quick hour's worth of prayer and feel of the power, or you can stay for the whole day.
That's true.
Day prayer is free and open to all of God's people. It's Women's Work as a Ministry, Post Office Box, Columbus, Ohio. What's going to be happening there?
Well, on that day, this will be the 24th year, very happy to be a part of that. We're going to meet at Franklin Park, as we always do. If you be there at 8:30, there will be a light breakfast for you there, free. The program for the whole day touches on subjects that have to do with everything that we are stressed out with and are concerned about. So it's about family, it's about community, it's about all of these things. And then we ask for everyone who wants to come, if you would wear white, just in solidarity. However, if you don't, if you're at work and you want to stop by for an hour, just come in and get your blessing, and then if you have to leave and or come back. We do this every year because prayer works.
All the time.
Prayer works. So the subject matter, which is very similar to what we're talking about now, is, you know, release and let go. And it's like, well, let go? Well, what am I going to do after I let go? That's where this conversation with you and I, Stacy, can take off. Because if you let go of some of the rituals, if you let go of some of your belief systems, if you don't choose to believe every single thing that's on media, then where do I go from here? And so I'm inviting everyone to do that. That's in Columbus, Ohio. However, if you're not in Columbus, Ohio, just join us in solidarity wherever you are. It's going to be some good stuff.
Yep, because what I just heard was we need, in our letting go, a support system, a new direction, a new, really, am I that wonderful of a human being? Oh, wow, I had no idea that the healing capacity within me is that strong. Where else are we going to learn things like that?
Well, your support system can start a group of good girlfriends, good male friends, but there's an extension. When you put it out there that you need that, it comes to you, or you'll find yourself led to that. So you'll come into contact with people who have like minds. And from there, the wisdom is shared. And so, like, just like here at Talktainment, you know, wisdom is shared every day. Any one of the subject matters that you're interested in, whether it's sports or news or religion or any of those things, you can get that here. But the bottom line on this thing is we don't tap into the real power that we have for each other. If I can give an example, I'll do it quick. Okay, so this happened to me, so then maybe you can relate. My grandbaby girl, when she was just learning to walk and run, hit her head on the end of a couch, an ottoman. All right, so she gets a big goose egg on her head, and my daughter says, "Mom, meet me at Children's Hospital. The baby has fallen down." Get there. Let me do it like this. From the time I left my front porch until the time I got to the hospital, I said one thing. The physician is going to say the baby's going to be just fine, that it's a soft tissue wound, and she'll be okay with a little aspirin. If she needs anything, bring her back. That's it for me. That was the prayer. Sometimes it's not an eloquent, "Oh, Lord, help." It's not necessary. Like, sometimes it's like, "I ain't doing it and you can't make me." I want results, and I insist on having that outcome. Bottom line on the story is the doctor verbatim said every single word that I said back to my daughter. And when it comes to our health, you put your foot down, you get results.
It's the intention that you set forth.
And your belief system.
And your belief system.
You just, no more negotiations on this.
Yep.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
That's how it works.
Yep. Well, these are some of the things that we want to bring up. And we are going to have a women's, kind of not a fireside chat, but a women's focus group here.
Yeah, Women Talk.
Women Talk. And that'll occur August 31st. And that's going to be the library, the new brand library at Martin Luther King.
On Long Street. Yes.
Right across the street from the East High School.
The East High School, yes. In Columbus, Ohio.
So what are we looking for in this meeting? It's going to occur from 10 o'clock in the morning, 10 to 12, so in 2 hours. You know, first off, we're in a library, so if people are wanting to come for fresh munchies or a shrimp cocktail, no. This is a library. This is a place of learning, exchange of knowledge. So we won't really be able to, quote, feed the public in a liquid sense or
not
a food
that
sense.
Way,
but
no.
Yeah, we can be feeding the public in many other ways. Inspiration and information.
True.
And more so, quality questions. What is it that
answers.
You're looking for? And answers. Because we don't know. Oftentimes I find that we are talking to a microphone and wondering, "Hello, is anyone
listening?
Are they out there? And if so, did it make sense? Did it not make sense? You know, are you being benefited by it?" And so I want to be able I'm sure the frustration is just as high as it is in you as it is in me.
It is.
It's the most frustrating thing in my life, really, right now. It is.
Well, here's what I'm feeling about this gathering.
Okay.
One, it's going to be a group of women.
Yes.
This is women this time. We can do one for men as well.
Sure.
But this is the first one. A group of women, various ages, who are going to express what they want to see happen and have suggestions for those who do not know some of the information that they know. It'll be a shared conversation in wisdom and information resources. So if you have someone who has a concern, like, "Well, where do I go from here? What do I mean, I can't just eat celery all day long." There are ways, successful modes of activity that you can do to achieve that place of health that you want, or you can achieve that goal that you have, and it doesn't have to be temporary. And my concern about results is that they are no longer temporary results. You take 15 pounds off, you put 14 pounds back.
Well, let me hold you up right there on that temporary results. Yeah. Let's check on the other side here.
All right.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. More up on the other side of TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Urban Culture Arts Foundation presents Baba Shanga Obadina Pakati on Sunday, August the 18th from 4 to 7 and Saturday, August the 24th from 2 to 5. All events will occur in the William H. Thomas Art Gallery at 1270 Bryden Road. For more information, call 614-252-7525 or 614-745-1753.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin online.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Shop Ash Kickin online at www.ashkickin.com.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
I've got the water, energy bars, and camera. I think we're set for the hike.
Almost. We need to protect our skin. Don't forget your wide-brimmed hat and sunscreen.
All right. I've got the hat. I've got SPF 30. Will that work?
Yeah, anything 15 or higher is good. Just make sure it says broad spectrum.
Great. Got it. I am not getting burned again. Let's go.
Learn more at cdc.gov/cancer.
Sex Code War by Kahari and Aharo. The author of the Essence magazine bestseller, Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
Come, we go. Go. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. And this is Stacey Wiggins on Wiggins World of Wellness with a special guest today, Libby.
Hey, this is Libby. Hi, everybody.
Yes, and we were just talking about on the other half of the hour, the rebound effect. Man, we lose weight, we gain weight, we back and forth. We go to a weekend seminar, rah, 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 love yourself, go drink more water or whatever the message is. You come home, there's no support at home. You share the thing with your coworkers at work, oh, that's stupid, that's silly. And so this idea that you invested in, you went, spent money, had a weekend getaway to help improve yourself, just kind of got challenged and beat up, and you're no further ahead than where you started.
Well,
quite often, huh?
I just think that results is the witness.
Yes.
You keep on doing what it is you learned about in those seminars and those conferences. Mm-hmm. You apply that to your everyday living and get results. Results. There's no discussion when you have results. I'm 67. I've been receiving a lot of, you look really good. And I'm thinking, inwardly, I'm thinking, aren't we supposed to?
Yeah.
However, it's a novel thing for you to, your skin is flawless. And of course, the shaved head brings attention. Sure. But you don't have any wrinkles. No, I don't. You know, well, what do you do? I said, well, first I give credit to the ancestors, because my DNA says that this is the way our skin is, mm-hmm. and I maintain it with something very simple, coconut oil or what?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. My medicine is my food,
mm-hmm.
so I don't have to have the ooeys and gooeys for my skin.
Mm-hmm.
There are internal things that you can do, like apple cider vinegar. And I just give a list. I don't just leave people hoping or wanting something and wanting to do something without taking some tools with them to work on. So that's pretty much it. You never get colds? No, I usually eat lots of garlic and, mm-hmm. you know, onions and... well, that's too easy. But what I end up telling them is, if you get get a fresh onion and cut it in half and sit it in your kitchen, leave it alone. The bugs that are in the air run to the onion and attach mm-hmm. themselves to the onion. And then when it's completely dried out, carefully pick the onion up and throw it in the trash can, because they filter out your air.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got onions all over the house, like, my house is going to smell like onion. No, it will not. The fresh that you smell in the beginning will dissipate
quickly.
But when you go back and check that onion later, what you're going to find is that it's got all the stuff is right there. So those are simple things that our ancestors taught us.
Yes.
However, that works. See? But shaking salt before you taste your food,
mm-hmm.
that's not good for you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And for some cooks, it's an insult because they've put their heart into this recipe, and then you just cover it with salt.
Absolutely. Well, and that's the thing. We think that these fixes that we should invest in are mm-hmm. expensive. Like a Dyson air filter is, I don't know, $300, or, you know, if you go about getting the air quality HEPA filter,
mm-hmm.
you're going to spend at least $100-$150 all the way up to high quality $300-$400.
Correct.
So you're saying, and I've recommended this before, that the onion chopped up and put in the corners of the room
mm-hmm.
has a property, has a benefit, a value of
yes.
purifying the air.
It does.
Isn't that something?
You can get a bag of onion. A bag might cost $2.99.
Ooh, that's too expensive.
$2.99.
Oh, $2. Oh, my goodness.
$2.99.
I could purify every room with that.
You can. There are other benefits to some of the things that we use that are holistic, as we say.
Mm-hmm.
And you just practice it, and when you start getting those results, that is what people see.
Yes.
You know, and then when, you know, they say seeing is believing.
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Unless you live like I do and you believe before you see it.
Well, there you go. That speaks to what rationale mm-hmm. are we using?
Mm-hmm.
Where are our point of view / perspective coming from?
We've been conditioned to believe certain things, and
mm-hmm.
we have to override that
yes.
and get results. I think that's the way that it's going to happen for the most part.
Is that called getting woke?
Yeah, we can be woke. You can call it
being
woke.
Aware. Yes, yes.
You can call it woke.
Okay, we've been certainly programmed. The Matrix is a great movie. We've gone down that one a good few times.
Yes, yes.
But clearly, just anytime you sit and watch a TV,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're right.
The program is just coming off the screen at you.
Mm-hmm. Three, what is it called? HD?
HD.
HD.
Highly densible.
Looks like well, right
you're
there.
In front of it, it's highly duh.
You're right there in the middle of it.
Yeah, and it's huge. The TVs are no longer small. They are bigger than life. They are surrounding you.
Well, and then there's surround sound. So it puts you right in the middle of the circumstances of the programming. That's the key.
Programming.
That's the key right there.
Wow. And I heard this term. I feel old now. I'm so out of, I guess, you know, so out of touch with the hip terminology. But it's IRL, in real life. So apparently there's so much non-real life going on, virtual reality, this
virtual
and that,
reality.
That this had to be coined as a term, in real life. I'm like, oh my God, in real life. I thought I always have been in real life. Have I not?
No.
Ooh.
No.
Fake life.
Yeah. I have to be slow to say it, but it's because our imagination, which is a very powerful tool.
It's huge. It is, unbridled.
We have a gift in our imagination.
Yes.
Because if you can imagine it, it'll happen.
Look what's
or
happened.
It can happen. That's where your belief system is.
Yes.
And when it comes to our health, we don't imagine ourselves at age 67.
Mm-hmm.
To be anything except deteriorating bodies, broke down, memory issues.
Right.
So I'm hearing that if you're having a problem with your knee, you can go grow your cartilage back.
Say what? Absolutely.
Really?
Every day of the week.
You don't have to have surgery?
Nope.
Well, what about the pain?
Well, you do, however, have to have a certain set of circumstances in order for that to grow. That certain set of circumstances, that's the mountain that you have to climb to get there.
But that's a quick fix if you go to get your knee fixed.
Yeah.
And they'll put an artificial piece in and, you know.
Yeah, there's always a quality of fix, too. Original parts, always the best. Keep them if you can.
Okay.
Always the best.
See? Mindset. Mm-hmm. Now we got a mindset thing going on.
And that's where it lies. Because if you... And I don't know where you need to get it from, whether it's a religious perspective or a, doesn't have to be religious, but it has to come from that desire to believe in yourself, to want to invest in yourself, to know that, man, I have a beautiful vessel here, this human body. How can I best treat it? How can I best invest in it? How can I get the best out of it?
You're doing your homework now. Now you're putting me to work.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just so easy to grab a colored drink.
Absolutely. A convenience.
And drink it down and you have a quick fix for your thirst.
Yes.
However, I learned that as we get older, we lose our appetite for drinking water. It's just a natural process that takes place. You have to override that natural process and continue to drink your water, not just your coffees and your teas and your
Kool-Aids.
Yeah, your colored drinks. And I say colored drinks because in order to make a colored drink, you have to put something in it to make it change color.
Yeah.
That thing right there is probably going to contribute to health issues later. So I have to put it out there, because if you look on a bottle of anything, there are words and letters on there that you can't relate to, that's not in water.
Well, I have a beautiful color here. It's deep dark red. Came from hibiscus tea. Oh my God, it's wonderful stuff. I'll share some with you later. So I understand about the colors, but the colors came from a most wonderful natural source. And hibiscus tea is... what? Increased blood flow. It's healthy for the heart. It's a very lightening of the mind type of tea. And it tastes wonderful cold in the summertime. It's a very delicious ruby red tea.
But you see, Stacy, I got to go make that.
Yep.
And it's just real simple for me to go to the store and get...
I know.
Quick fix.
I boiled water all by myself.
Oh, my gosh.
Put three tea bags in a glass all by myself.
Ooh.
I waited overnight because, you know, it was hot.
I don't want to wait.
Put it in the fridge.
I don't want to wait.
That's it.
I got to have it now.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm thirsty now.
Here you go. Death by nowism.
Who made that up? Who did that? I want to write that down.
Nowism. Yeah, because we have to have everything instantly.
Yeah. Okay. But we've been conditioned to believe that's what we deserve.
Mm-hmm.
That's why so many fast food places are so busy, because we don't take the time to go home and cook our food. I don't have time.
I'm too busy. You deserve a break today.
Oh, that's commercial.
You deserve a break today.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
supersize
like that.
It. Now, yeah. We don't have normal portions like when we grew up. Mm-hmm. When you sat at grandma's table, the mashed potatoes and gravy had a circle about like this. But when you go get French fries, you know, it's in a bag. And even though you eat them when you're done, you're still not nourished. You're still not...
overfed, undernourished.
You're not satisfied. That's the word. It lasts for a while and your little belly gets real, real big and full. But then later, you're hungry again. So going back to our conversation about women talk, one of the things I definitely want to ask somebody to answer it for me is, what makes you satisfied? Do you know what it is you really, really want? And if you do or don't, either explain what it is so we can learn, or if you're not satisfied, let's talk to somebody who is and find out what that component is that so you're comfortable when you're done doing anything that has to do with your health.
Thank you for that, because that's the major topic of... Well, if you're not satisfied, I heard just another term that I feel like I'm late hearing, is diseases of discomfort, diseases of depression, diseases of separating from our own selves, from knowing who we are. Let me make sure I got this right.
Well, you know, I was told, now that I can't believe I'm saying
this.
Oh,
I'm sorry, it's diseases of despair. Diseases of despair.
Let me do it again, because I never believed that I hear myself saying this, but I'm saying this. When I was younger, the word depression was defined for me as your focus is not on that which you want. Your focus is on something you do not want. Now, there are chemical reasons for depression as well. But if your focus is not on pure joy and happiness about what you're doing and how you're doing it and how you... then you're going to be depressed. I mean, just talking about tea versus a cold carbonated drink can be depressing. I got all these things I got to do that Stacy says I need to do in order to have a healthy drink tomorrow. I'm thirsty now. And so that's depressing. There's anything can make you feel less than or less deserving and or. And you got to negate that. You have to I don't usually say you have to, but I just feel real passionate about this, because once you get to using this lifestyle that he's speaking about, your energy levels are going to go up. He said your brain health will be better. You can keep those memories that you worked so hard to make, correct?
Absolutely.
All right. So then now we're talking about depression, and I know that there's chemical components in that, and there's medication for that as well. However, if you're working with your physician, the first thing that was brought to me was depression is your focus on something you really don't want, and you know you don't have your eyes on joy and happiness and what it takes to get that.
Yeah.
Like your recipe for your tea.
Yep.
What it takes to get to the point where good health is actually attractive and becomes lifestyle. Yeah.
All right. So you're in such a deep state of downward spiraling ideas that support the despair that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Lack of worthiness. It's too expensive. Organic costs too much. Mm-hmm. All the excuses that we have heard.
Mm-hmm.
Are part of that support system.
Yes, and even the words downward spiraling brings you downward spiraling. Oh my gosh, so if you take those words out and say I'm not downward spiraling, but I'm simply spinning.
I'm getting better at day
I'm
by day.
I'm spinning. I'm spinning. Which direction am I going to go?
Yep.
Because there are several directions, inward, outward, up, down,
Oh, yeah.
They're all of those.
All of us are spinning. Electrons are spinning. Sitting on a world that's spinning.
There you go.
If you ain't spinning.
You ain't moving. If you ain't moving, dead. What happens to you when you stop moving, Stacey?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's...
To that beautiful body that you have.
Movement is life, and life is movement.
Motion is lotion.
Yes.
For your joints.
And your mind.
For your blood vessels. All yep. of that. There has to be a constant movement. Even if you're on a boat, it won't move unless water moves or the wind blows.
Absolutely.
So when it comes back to our health and this conversation with the Women Talk event, a lot of the wisdom, it'll ooze out.
Oh, yeah.
And then there will be questions. Do you have one of those questions that we might have to consider?
Sure. One of them is, what's the difference between natural and organic ingredients?
What is it?
Well, natural has a very broad definition, which mm-hmm. can include things that are man-made chemicals.
Okay.
These man-made chemicals, further down the road, can have a possible negative impact to your health. Organic, as far as we know, is free of man-made chemicals, or at least minimize the man-made chemicals.
Okay.
I've heard people argue that European organics are stronger than American organics, but it's the best we got. So if you are going to invest in food, that food's going to in turn invest in your health, that organic would be the wiser choice, as opposed to something that may be destructive to your health.
Okay.
So those little observations of, is this food going to help benefit my health, or is this food choice that I make, is it going to increase mucus? We've heard of mucinous diet, things like that. Is it going to make my joints ache because, the bread, now I got carbs, and because of the gluten that have, most of us are becoming more aware of gluten intolerance and maybe eliminating grains.
Mm-hmm.
So what steps are we at and aware of to become, because you said it earlier, your food is your medicine.
Yes.
Medicine is your food. Who was the philosopher that said, that owned up to that?
I don't know.
Wasn't Plato?
But the first person comes to my mind for all of this is Dr. Sabi, because he says the core problem of any disease entity is either inflammation or mucus.
Which is inflammation.
So, inflammation and or mucus. So, if you're going to ask yourself a question like, I'm right here, right now. Don't try to go backward. Right here, right now, and I want to get started. It's never too late.
Never
too late. Where do I go from here? Well, first you have to define what's going on. Don't call it what's wrong.
Yeah. How did you get here?
Yeah. So
map that out.
Yeah. So here we are.
Yep.
My joints are stiff. Yep. I have some arthritis. Mm-hmm. Well, I was told, now I might have to go back and look again, but I was told that arthritis is not your enemy. It's not the arthritis. Arthritis is a result of, somebody told me, microscopic bugs.
Oh, that's one of the options. Yeah. It could be microscopic bugs. It could be just an accumulation of toxins. As one gets tight and stays tight, the flow of blood reduces. And so that's an easy mechanical, setup.
Correct.
You have less blood flow, you're going to have stiffness. You have more stiffness, crap that doesn't filter out in your body sucks to there.
Okay.
Oh, it gets gnarly, it gets tough, it gets tighter, this or that.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite easily reversible, quite easily to get rid of.
That's where the growth begins.
Yeah.
Because we've been told, I know I have, arthritis is in your family, girl. When you get older, you're going to have you.
Program.
You might as well forget that.
Program.
Well, now I'm hearing from somebody who's considerably younger than me that I don't have to hurt, but it doesn't have to stay.
Okay.
I don't have to have surgery necessarily. That I can use food to negate the problem. There's where the growth is. There's where the changes are. And there's where the results will begin.
Absolutely. Because you must consider this. What are you doing today to make tomorrow's body? What is it that you're doing mentally, physically, spiritually? How are you developing, making progressive steps to your tomorrow's body? Because we're making at least 180 million cells per second. Some are dying off.
Now,
some are being brand new.
There you go.
Okay, so
in
we're continuously in it. Well, 5 to 7 years' time, everything that sits here today in front of this camera is totally replaced.
That's what I wanted you to say.
Yep. 5. I wasn't sure if it was, you know, the different
the number.
Right. Uh-huh. So I figured when I was younger, ooh, I want to regenerate faster. Now that I grew older, it's like, no, I want to take my time regenerating fast. But it's the quality of the regeneration. So now, next time that cell's going to be made, ooh, it'll have better nutrition, it'll have less stress, it'll have all the supportive ingredients for a wonderful cell to be. Okay? That's how I imagine my next year's health.
Now see, and one of the things I recognize too that I was told is that when you get older, you have a tendency not to concern yourself with things that used to bother you like crazy. They don't bother you like crazy. Now, I couldn't figure out how that works.
The stress ain't worth it.
Yeah, it's not important to remember somebody's birthday. That person at that time, it was very significant to remember their birthday and their long distance phone number. I remember long distance phone numbers. Now we've got these devices that you just hit a little button and it pops
boom,
up.
They're there.
The challenge for me is to stay focused on knowing that phone number, because if this thing shuts off in any form and you have to use a regular phone, you got to be able to remember the phone number.
All I can do is phone over.
Yeah, well, if our bodies replace... all our organs are replaced within certain periods of time, then we can actively and proactively work with this magnificent structure
that we've been given,
that we've been given to enjoy, so then we don't have to suffer.
No.
You don't have to have excess pounds.
It's a choice.
Your eyes don't have to go dim. I think it was in Scripture, Moses. If I remember right, he was described in his relationship with the Creator. His eyes had not gone dim, nor had his manhood abated him. Y'all know what that is. So there's a big company right now, companies all over the world who focus in on a man's inability to...
lack of flow.
You're so funny.
Little flow, little go.
Well, there you go. But Moses, according to the scriptures, his manhood had not abated him. He must have lived a certain kind of way.
Didn't pollute himself.
See?
Yep. Or if he did, he got rid of the pollution instead of it accumulating and reducing flow. That's pretty simple.
So you don't have to deteriorate like what we've been told.
Oh, no.
And I think that when we have this conversation at the event on August 31st, these things will come out and you will go away with tools as to how to improve what you want to improve, negate what you need to, and add what you want to.
Baby steps, yes. You don't have to make huge changes, but just even beginning to be aware of your breathing.
Oh.
And the power that deep breathing can bring you. You know, who's going to charge you for that? No one. The benefits are profound.
But you know something, Stacy? And working in the hospital setting for those years, whenever a person came in and they were having trouble, the first thing we instructed them to do was to breathe. If you're having a baby, breathe. If you're having pain, breathe. If we need to insert a line into your arm, hold your breath. Take a breath and hold your breath for me. Then you get your stick and then, now breathe. Everything was about breathing. So you're going to talk to us about that as well?
Yes, how we can actually tap into the wonderful ancient wisdom of some past breathing techniques. To calm ourselves, to reduce,
really looking forward to this.
The diabetes and the other things that we, quote, call diseases. Absolutely. So it's going to be, once again, the location is the Martin Luther King, the new library, on East, what's the name of the street?
East Long Street.
East Long Street.
Mm-hmm.
Right across the street from
the East High School on Broad Street.
Yes. It'll be 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock Saturday, August 31st. We invite the public all to come. All right. Thank you very much. We've got to run here at TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. Just holler. Come on and holler back. We're going to holler. We're going to holler back. Hey. Come on and holler. Want you to holler back.
pain. Let me holler at you.
Got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.